When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Let's hear from you. 888-808-1019. Yankees lost last night. That's it. That's a wrap on the World Series and the 2024 baseball season. While it was a good one, it has now come to an end, and we can start to turn our attention to the offseason with both these teams, the Mets and the Yanks, and see how they can build teams to be better. So next year, one of them at least is left standing holding the trophy. Eric is calling from Millstone, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. Hey, Brandon. How are you today?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
So, number one, I heard you talking about the Mets, and now they don't have a star. What about Lindor? What's he?
No. Yes, we acknowledge that he's a star. He's not the level of Juan Soto.
All right.
Like we said that.
What
qualifies as a star? You think an all-star team, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, has Lindor made an all-star team with the Mets yet?
He should have, though.
He has not. Yeah, I understood. But let's say, Soto's on a different... I love Francisco Lindor. The idea, though, is you want to have the combination of Lindor and a Juan Soto. Vientos could be that one day. Anyway, what's your next point, Eric?
I guess my next point is, after the comments of Soto, I'm a little on the fence as a Met fan whether I want him. And I guess my question was, and I don't really know the answer, maybe you know, has Soto ever won a World Series?
Yes, the Nationals. Yep, he's got one.
I mean, come on.
How do you not know the answer to that?
Eric, come on. We appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling. Yes, Juan Soto's won a World Series before.
Steph Curry ever won anything?
I would not let his comments prevent me from going to get him.
No,
I think it's
neither.
Clear he wants to get paid. And I also don't think Juan Soto is going to be one of these guys when he does get paid the $600, $700 million, whatever he gets, that he's going to lessen his desire to be great. I still think he wants to be an all-time great.
Juan Soto's on a mission to be one of the greatest hitters that's ever graced this planet. And there's no fear or lack of willingness on my part or the Yankees or the Mets, there shouldn't be, that once he gets paid, like some others around sports, that he starts to check out. He's gonna play and lock in until his body finally says you can't do it anymore.
Comments didn't bother you at all from a Yankee fan perspective?
Nah, because, maybe in the middle of the season, like, I had a little hope, the vibe is great. Certainly the first month of the season when they're winning and everybody in right field's going nuts and Judge isn't even hitting yet and he's the life of the party and Judge goes bonkers and they're winning a ton of games. I'm like, not that I think that he would ever sign during the season, but there was like a little tiny part of me like, I do think that he's really enjoying this experience, but he seems to be one of those rare types that is able to very definitively compartmentalize business from pleasure.
Anthony's in Staten Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Ant?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just devastated from the loss last night. Just a few things I wanted to bring up that just drove me crazy last night. Aaron Boone was in front of the media, and the media asked him if the lack of the Yankees' fundamentals hurt them. And to my astonishment, he was like, well, I don't know. This Looney Tune thought he could win a World Series with shoddy defense. It's mind-boggling. I can't believe it. And that's one. And then number two, with six, we still had a one-run lead. with six outs to go, we still had a chance to win the game. And he brings in Kainley. Why on earth would you bring in? You should bring in your best guy, not your worst. I think Boone has to go. We will never win with this guy. It's not going to happen with Boone. He's clueless.
He's not clueless, but I appreciate the call. We appreciate the call. I'm at the point now where I think the Yankees need to make a change. I don't think that they will, but the way I addressed this earlier in the show, if you guys missed anything, free Odyssey app, go check it out. Obviously, you're going to want to see what me and Sal had to out of the shoot, what we had to say to start the show. You know, there's no signs of it getting better. And, you know, I sit here and I've defended him for a couple of years and made Cashman more of my target. He was thoroughly outmanaged in this series. And I'm at the point where I'm like, it's time for something else.
Yeah.
Something new.
I just don't see it that way. And, like, to me, yeah, you can
meaning, when you say you don't see it that way, meaning you don't think that there's a better choice to, and I don't even know who that person is. You don't think that the Yankees could be better managed?
I think that if you're going to make a change, which I'm not opposed to changing things with the Yankees, I would have done so after 2021. But if you're going to do so now, then it's got to be everybody. I don't think firing Aaron Boone will change anything. Not organizationally, not the way they develop players. Also, you're going to have Brian Cashman and this analytics team and front office hire the same type of guy. Like, Boone is doing what the Yankees hired him to do. We may not like it that he's a player's manager and doesn't hold guys accountable in public or, you know, whatever, however you want to describe it.
All the things we've talked about.
Yes, okay, so we don't fundamentally agree with that, but they hired Boone to do what he's doing. They had that in Joe Girardi and went away from that after getting to Game 7 of the ALCS, which is something Boone hasn't done. He didn't get to that until this year. Like, Boone never got past where Girardi was at with that 2017 team until this year. So I don't think that this is Boone's fault at all. I think this is an organizational thing, and if they're going to make a change, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but that means everybody, not just Boone is the guy to blame. Like, what's going to change from that?
Well, I don't think they lose game one if you have a better manager. Now, like, I agree with the Cashman stuff. I'm just not going there because I'm so long on the record with that, and maybe I shouldn't assume that everybody knows that, but no, I here we go. Back to the Cashman. Every freaking year we go through this. Yeah.
Well, that's why we kind of talked about this even before the World Series. Like, if they lose, is it going to be back to this Cashman Moon thing? And here we are. Now, the way that they lost, I think, makes it a little bit worse in five and with the errors last night. Like,
yeah. Well, think about this, Sal. When the Yankees decided to bring Aaron Boone in from the broadcast booth, right, they did so because, of course, they respect his baseball acumen and he played for them, so they know his character, all good attributes for sure. But part of the reason why he was their guy, he was the anti-Girardi in terms of pushing back and maybe the way
right.
he... Okay. But, you know, mission number one, now it's maybe not quite with the... They don't shout it the way they used to, but every move that the Yankees used to make was with winning the World Series in mind. Now, this was the first time they got to really watch the guy that they picked 7 years ago operate in the World Series. And you and I can disagree, and we can disagree with callers. If the Yankees think that he managed a good series, then it's worse than I thought. So if they're honest with themselves, and again, I don't expect them it wouldn't be fired because they just wouldn't pick up his contract. So the verbiage matters there. And I actually think that that matters to them because...
Well, then technically they didn't fire Girardi either.
I hear you. Right. But by not picking up the option, it's a softer landing and you don't want to disrespect him. He doesn't deserve to be disrespected. And again, I don't think that this will happen. But this is the easiest point of separation. They could cut the cord. I'll tell you something else, by getting rid of Gleyber Torres, who should not be brought back. Will it change anything, a new manager? You say it won't. Here's where I say it will. You get a new manager in, right, and you get Jazz when he's 25, all right? Like when you had Gleyber Torres when he was 24, and you let him sleepwalk and be lazy, and this is what, and I know we hit, but we know the Gleyber experience, okay? So you get a new manager who's a little younger, a little more demanding, a little more demonstrative, a little bit more buttoned up with the fundies. I guarantee... The Volpes and the Wellses and the Dominguezes and the Jazzes and the other guy, it might not change in 2025,
right.
But eventually the culture will change if you hire the right guy.
And just want to specify that I don't think Boone managed a good World Series. I don't think he had a good World Series. I just don't think that he's the main problem with this team. BT and Sal back on the Fan. The baseball season has come to an end. There is a football game to be played tonight. I mean, I use that term loosely when it refers to the New York Jets. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. Baldy, Jets, Texans, you fired up for a little Thursday night football tonight?
Oh, why wouldn't I be? I mean, I'm heading to Jet Life Stadium right now. I'm ready for the season to turn around. It can't happen soon enough, especially after the death of the Yankees last night. We need to give Newark fans right now a chance to smile, celebrate, feel good about themselves.
Yeah, and listen, we're trying to do that here on the show. And one of the great things about you is that you're a New York guy. Now, we forget about the football stuff for a sec. We just found out today, yeah, Brian Baldinger Day out in Nassau County. What, Keys to the City, the marching band. What's going on out there, Baldy? What happened?
Had all that. Got the citations, the pictures. You know, Bruce Blakeman is the county executive. Big deal. Gave a little speech there today. It's not just Halloween. It's Brian Baldinger Day, so... You know, we had to go celebrate a little bit.
Where was it?
It was right in the county executive offices in Mineola. I grew up in Massapequa, so they're just honoring once a month, like Long Island people, Nassau County people.
Yeah.
That have gone on and done some things. So, you know, it was a day. It worked out good for me. I had to do this pregame show for the NFL and for the Jets tonight. So I figured I'll do this in the morning. I'll head over to the stadium in the afternoon.
That's a beautiful thing, and congrats. And Brian Baldinger Day out east is a beautiful thing. As I said, you're one of us, which is awesome. But instead of celebrating, maybe a nice dinner tonight, maybe some champagne, you're going to go and watch this horror show known as the Jets. I mean, listen, man, I've tried to be optimistic. Knowing that they'll probably play well and win tonight, it wouldn't really surprise me. Texans a bit banged up. But as you watch the film, the last game, what did you see that jumped out, either good or bad? What's going on?
Well, I mean, let's just start with the obvious. I mean, can they find a kicker? Can they just get a guy that just kicks? Like, just stop with these missed kicks. I can go to Massapequa High School and find a soccer player that can kick. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know, the quarterback has to play better. The offensive line has to play better. It always starts there. You look at any of these teams that are winning right now and consistently winning, Detroit. You know, you look at Green Bay, like the offensive line, they line up every week. They play pretty good. The running back runs through holes. The quarterback completes passes. You know, they move the ball consistently. Like, that doesn't happen to the Jets all year. And so, you know, last week against New England was just a disaster. They let them go down the field and score at the end. The defense is supposed to be – so it would be good if they just stopped making themselves enemy number one and just took it all out on the Texans, who last week they didn't start either inside linebacker. Both wide receivers, Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs, won't be there. Like, you know, you're not seeing a fully armed Houston Texan team. Like, take it out on the Texans tonight. All the frustrations, enough with the press conferences and trying to explain this stuff. They just need to win a game. Who knows if they can turn it around, but it can't happen soon enough. It might as well happen tonight if it's going to happen at all.
Now, why though, Baldy, would we believe that? Like, this team on paper going in, a lot of teams are saying, oh, the most talented roster or one of in football, and the defense is supposed to be good, the offense. Like, Baldy, they have somehow gotten worse with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Zach Wilson a year ago. So why would I believe that it's going to get turned around tonight?
Well, there's nothing I could say that could make you believe it. Like, nothing. I mean, I could give you a whole bunch of, you know, horse manure. It's not going to change your opinion. It's just going to be exactly that. And really, there's nothing any coaches can say. It's all up to the players. Like, you know, you just hope that ideally is you work on your weaknesses during the week and you hope you take those fixes, and there's plenty that need to get done. Like, for example, why is Sauce Gardner grabbing wide receivers for no reason? Just play the game with your feet.
Maybe he's playing, maybe he's busy playing golf. I don't say that flippantly. He played.
Yeah.
Like, are you watching film? He's clearly regret. And by the way, I actually saw him at a golf course yesterday. Mine.
Okay.
I swear to God, which is fine. I mean, whatever. It's a Wednesday. Okay, great. But, I mean, his regression is stark. What is going on? He can't tackle a lick. What's going on?
So, look, the only reason why players hold or grab if they feel like they're out of position. If you're in position, if you're in phase, and you're where you're supposed to be on any route, you shouldn't have to grab somebody. Sometimes ball's underthrown, you run into somebody. That stuff can happen. But, you know, this is the stuff that's happening to him right now. Like, it should not happen. Like he's everything you want in the corner. He's got great size. He's got range, all that stuff. And yet he's still grabbing guys. And he has regressed. And his ball skills stink. Like, if you were taking the ball away, you know, Xavier McKinney's got 6 interceptions. If you had 3 or 4 interceptions, you're taking the ball away, you say, all right, he's a gambler. He takes chances. You can live with it.
Yeah.
But he's got hands like feet. So, like, that, you know, that instead of being on the golf course, like, get on the judge machine. Like, start working on that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well said.
Is this, Baldy, a coaching problem? We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Is this just simply a coaching thing with this Jets team?
It always starts with coaching. We're all fans of Bill Parcells here in New York. He turned every team around quickly. It's coaching. It's discipline. It's, you know, taking care of the football. It's doing the little things right all the time, emphasizing those things. You know, the pre-snap penalties are ridiculous. It's just inexcusable. It's concentration. It's, you know, I don't care if you got to make somebody run a lap when you do it in practice. You got to stop it. You cannot let these kind of things continue, and it shows up in all these games. And enough with these receivers not running the right routes. Like, that's what practice is supposed to be for. You're supposed to work on timing. I saw Patrick Mahomes throw a ball to DeAndre Hopkins, who they picked up at a bus stop on a Wednesday, and he's throwing a ball to him on timing on Sunday. And it looked like they've been playing together for 5 years.
Yeah.
So where is that? Where is that with these guys?
I don't know. It's not evident. It's not visible. I don't know why it would be visible tonight. You know, and what Baldy's talking about directly, there's been a lot of times this year where, you know, I'm sure they know the play, but the depth of their route is such that they're basically 2 guys in the same spot. I got news for you. When there's 2 guys in the same spot, there's 2 defenders in the same spot. Like, they're complicating basic stuff.
Look, when we played football in the street back in our day, well, you never put 2 receivers in the same spot. Like, I mean, one ran to the Buick, the other ran to the Chevy. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't go to the same car. Mm-hmm. We ran to different cars. Like, it's... some of this stuff is just common sense, and that's not the way plays are drawn up, the way that you're describing. Now, there's options on routes for receivers, depending on what the defense does, but that's what practice is about. Okay, well, if he's playing over the top on a go route, we're going to convert it to a back shoulder fade at 18 yards. Okay, the game, the passing game, has to be displayed with the precision of a diamond cutter. It has to be that precise. And if it's not, it leads to interceptions and, you know, badly thrown balls, and we've seen too many of that throughout the first 8 games of the season.
How much of this, Baldy, is on the quarterback, Rodgers?
Well, I mean, the quarterback hopefully is accepting a bunch of the blame. If the receiver's in the wrong spot from what you practice, it's on the receiver. But still, you know, the idea that Aaron has 20 years of experience is great, and he can see things that other people can't see. But if the other young players around him don't see it the way he's seeing it, then it falls on the quarterback. It doesn't matter how much information or how much experience you have.
Yeah.
Everybody has to see the same thing.
Well, so, Baldy, here's where I'm at. Brian Baldinger, BT and Sound on the Fan. And an extra congrats. Again, we mentioned, if you guys just tuned in, out in Nassau County, Brian Baldinger Day, which is awesome. He's one of, I don't know that everybody knows you're from here. I just want to make sure everybody now knows that. All right.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to watch the game. I guess when the ball's in the air, I always skew, I don't know why, a little more optimistically than most. You know, I'm like, hey, maybe this is the game. But even me, I'm kind of on my last leg here. I need you to at least give me some guidance. And I know that you probably have relationships with some people who have jobs, but when, if it doesn't turn around, everybody gets fired, who can even save the Jets? Mm. Is there a GM head coach duo that you think would work here? You know the league is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
As well as anybody. Who's coming to fix this disaster?
There's some coaches that are out there. You know, one won a lot of games in Foxborough that, if he was with the right GM, and he was the one, you know, the GM was shopping for the groceries, and that guy that was in Foxborough, I see him at NFL Films like literally every day. I try to beat his car into the parking lot every day. It's still hard to do that. He's studying this league really hard right now, Bill Belichick. I know the Jets aren't, you know, destination number one. I think there's some bad blood mutually around there, but he's out there. Mike Vrabel's out there. I think he's a proven coach. I think he knows how to relate to these players and discipline these players when they're making mistakes in practice, or the mistakes show up over and over again in the game. But, you know, if this does not work out, there will be changes everywhere, and you're going to need a really good architect and a head coach that see the same thing the same way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have to start from square one, because you're not going to start with 33-year-old tackles, you know, and, you know, some of the age that they have at linebacker.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to build this thing from the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like CJ, who I have immense respect for, Mosley, I know you do as well. He looks like he's kind of on his last wheel. So I know it's easy to do this, and we screamed about Saleh, and obviously Ulbrich has gotten worse, and Gase and Bowles, and the end of Rex, where it became a complete circus. To me, there's one commonality here, and that is ownership. And you know when you have good ownership, and you know when you have bad ownership, and the Jets have bad ownership. And I know I know he spends money. There's cheap owners and there's disengaged owners. He's not cheap and he's not disengaged, but he's not good. He has no league contacts. He doesn't know how to hire people. Woody's a mess. There's really no other way to say it. Woody Johnson is a massive part of the problem.
Well, look, I have as much respect for Joe Douglas as anybody. I've known him a long time. He's been a part of two championship teams in Baltimore and Philadelphia. I thought he had a good resume. He made the wrong choice in Zach Wilson. Other GMs have made that choice before. There's one across the river, in New Jersey just as well, that, has made that issue, and that GM is gone. You make a mistake at that position, usually, and so they try to fix it, you know, with Aaron and with, you know, trying to build around him and trying to make it a quick fix. And quick fixes don't work in his business. Pittsburgh went that route. It looks like it's going to work out, but they had a really good team around the quarterback in Pittsburgh. And you're starting to see that right now as they start winning some games with a quarterback that knows how to throw the football. So they got maybe a little lucky in that department because they didn't hit it with Kenny Pickett either. So teams make mistakes in that. And the Jets try to fix it with Aaron. And, you know, to this point, you know, it's been the wrong thing to do right now, but I don't know. Like, they went all in. I can't blame the owner for saying, let's go all in. Even after the Achilles injury a year ago, all they did was just add more to it. There's still a bunch of games to play. Maybe it can start turning on. Anything can change in an instant. You can change any behavior in an instant. Maybe tonight is the night they turn this thing around.
Yeah, and the problem is, like you referenced Pittsburgh, they've built a foundation for years. The Jets just haven't built that foundation. And it's not a coincidence that no matter who they pick or who they hire comes in here and they fail, because there's no foundation established. Everybody needs to be the savior. They throw these kids to the wolves and it just doesn't work out. Now on the other, well, not on the other side of town, same side of town, but in the other conference with the Giants, I do feel, Baldy, like they're building a foundation. The record is what it is, 2-6. It's frustrating. They're competitive, but they continue to lose games. How would you evaluate so far Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, year 3?
Well, it's been hit and miss. You know, they decided to extend the quarterback and not Saquon. That was probably, and I don't know all the business dealings behind the scenes that led to that. I'm sure they wanted Saquon, not to, you know, to lock him up. It didn't work out. But look, I think Malik Nabers, I think Tyrone Tracy Jr., Andrew Thomas. I mean, you know, bringing in John Runyon, you know, he's 26 years old. He's been a good left guard for him. Drafting John Michael Schmitz was good. Dexter Lawrence is all world right now. You know, they've made some good decisions. They just haven't made enough of them. Is Evan Neal and Kayvon Thibodeau going to be a part of this future? Like, because Evan Neal can't get on the field. He's the seventh pick in the draft. Like, if you make that mistake doesn't go away. You still have to fix that mistake. So you overspend in free agency when you do. They've done some things. They've been competitive. They can't make those plays at the end of the game. Sometimes that's on the quarterback. Sometimes that's on, you know, other issues. But the great ones that we talk about every week in this business, they make those plays at the end to win. To win a game against Cincinnati, which was very winnable. To win a game against Pittsburgh, which was very winnable. You know, so I think they're close. I think they're closer than the record says because they've been very competitive. But it'd be good to beat a good team this weekend like Washington.
It would be. I can make the case that they're further, actually, Boldy, because I said this out the other day, like, all right, it's one thing for a couple of years, and they were getting their doors blown off repeatedly by Dallas, by Philly. I know Dallas has issues, clearly, but, you know, the gap was very apparent. The one saving grace was, all right, well, at least we're staring eye to eye with the Commanders, beat them tight, you know, lose a tight one, tie them, which has already happened in the past year. But now you look at the Commanders, and they've got to be the envy of Giants fans' eyes. They've got new ownership, which galvanizes everybody. More importantly, yep, they've got a quarterback who looks like he could win an MVP or two down the road. So, and they're in first place. The Giants are like minus 50-point differential going nowhere. So I don't – well, I know what you mean, and when others say it's not as bad as it looks, it still is what it is.
Well, they still need, you know, look, the quarterback and, you know, they've got to find their Jaden Daniels. They just do. You know, they turn things around with Eli. They turn things around with Phil Simms. And then they've missed on Dave Brown. They missed on a bunch of others. And so, you know, they've been hit or miss like a lot of teams in this business. But you've got to get that guy right. Like, Jaden Daniels is wired. I talked to him on Sunday before the game. That guy's just wired the right way. And he has ridiculous talent. You know, and he's coachable. All those things. First in, the building, does everything right. You're never going to have to worry about Jaden Daniels off the field. I mean, he's exactly what you want. He's a model citizen, and he's a great athlete and competitor, and he's fun to watch. We're in the entertainment business. Like, it's just not entertaining watching the Jets or Giants right now. No. But that game was very entertaining the other day when Jaden Daniels has the ball in his hands. I mean, you know, that's you're getting your money's worth when you go out there to that stadium right now to watch him play.
Boldy, what are you dressing up as tonight for Halloween for the game?
You know, I might just go as, you know, maybe I'll just go like big, put a big tuna jacket on, a Parcells jacket. Maybe bring the you know, the swagger of Bill Parcells to this team tonight. I feel like they need an injection of Parcells.
I like
it. Just, you know, get the mindset right the way he got everybody right back in the day.
Yeah, just don't walk around smelling like a fish.
That is a great
Can't
idea.
Have that.
Thank you, Boldy. Congrats. Congrats on Brian Baldinger Day in Nassau County. We appreciate
that. Awesome.
We appreciate your time.
Yeah.
That was
all
Odyssey right. NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. It's actually not a bad idea for a costume. If you're going to the Jet game tonight, you do want to dress up.
Yeah, you can hide so nobody knows who you are.
Go as a big tuna.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too. He said something that really resonated with me. And, you know, it's different because as much as we love what we do, it's our job. So, we're sitting. I know you do it different, and I've got my process. I sit there with a notepad, a legal pad, especially with the Jets pod. I write down plays, Giants, whatever. So, it literally is work. But he said something where he's like, it's not fun, you know, watching the Jets and the Giants. And it hasn't been fun really for a decade outside of 22 with the Giants, a little more for the Jets. And it not only is it not fun, like, it is work. Now, it is work for us literally, but it shouldn't be work for everybody else where this is the escape. Watching the Jets and the Giants feels like work.
And it's been the same thing for years.
Ah!
The same thing, like it's again, what are we, week 8 now? Yeah, 2-6. Like,
hey.
Next week is going to be more national football. We're just going to start going around the league more.
We're going
that's
to.
That's it. End of story.
We're going to start following those Nixies as well.
Well,
Cat
that
with a little 43-15 last night.
I got to catch up. I got all these games on DVR. I got to catch up. Been so locked into the baseball. All right. We'll come back. We'll get more of your Yankee calls. 888-808-1019. Want to hear from the Yankee fans, whether it's Soto, whether it's Judge, Boone, whatever it may be. The World Series is now over. Baseball season over. Yankees end their season in terrible disappointment and embarrassing fashion, really, at the stadium last night.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. AJ in Staten Island. What's up, AJ?
First of all, I swear to God I thought I was watching Space Jam when the aliens stole their talent in the fifth inning.
That's funny.
This is ridiculous what happened over here. And another thing, could the Yankees have gone from a World Series team to a rebuild team in one inning?
Well, AJ, there's a lot
like
with that.
Now,
yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead, real quick. Go ahead, buddy.
Rizzo's gone. We probably lost Soto in that inning, I think. What do we do with Gleyber? Yeah. Verdugo, Jazz, what's going on? Cole could opt out.
Pat is on Long Island. What's up, Pat?
When it was 5-0, I basically checked out of the game. You know, I was like, all right, this is a wrap. It's going back to L.A. whenever the next game was going to be on Friday. Mm. But that was one of the biggest choke jobs I've ever seen in my life. I mean, talk about a meltdown. I think A-Rod said it on the post game too. It was the biggest meltdown he's seen in like 40 years or something. But something that's not going to get any
attention.
Attention.
Go ahead.
Tommy Canley coming in the eighth inning. The guy's throwing like 70 straight changeups. The guy walked the first two or gave up a hit. He loaded the bases. But, so now it's time for King Cohen to go.
Get to that, Pat. Thanks for the call. Even I don't want to hear from that right
now. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yet. Yeah, okay. They have the calls of the day. Yeah.
And he got to it. We heard the trumpets.
I was not planning on doing the King Cohen stuff, even after the Juan Soto, but it just kind of naturally worked its way in. And it's going to be the offseason of that, BT, with Juan Soto here.
Yeah.
But I still think we need to, in the final 10 minutes or so here, just digest what happened last night.
Sure. I mean, that's a very open-ended statement. I agree. We need to digest it,
like,
and then I digested it.
The 5-0
You're trying to reel it in.
Like,
you're going to reel me into something, aren't you?
No. I have nothing planned. No, five. No, but hearing the caller say it again, and then A-Rod was saying like it was the biggest meltdown that he's seen. I guess I didn't look at that in the moment as a choke job, but in reality, it was. And also just the way that it happened, like, I don't know. I didn't think choke, but my God, one after another, to have that game be what it became after the way that it started, that is just shocking.
I'm going to say something that is definitely a first world problem. I admit that. Last night, I can't remember when I was so embarrassed to be a Yankee fan.
Right.
That's the kind of inning it was. Like, there's bad losses, 2022, the Astros, you get sent packing, you get shut out, you get swept. All right, obviously the comeback by the Red Sox. But, like, that 21-minute circus that transpired was so torturous and so unlike anything. As we have it up on the TV screen,
as I look over.
It did. I did notice that as well. I wasn't sure the first time. And it did hit off the heel. It actually hit off the webbing, which, strangely, when you miss one, you would think it would hit the heel. It hit the web. But anyway.
Judge, check that glove for holes?
It was so bad. Like, I was embarrassed. I'm like, and again, it's a first world. Everybody would love to be in the World Series. I get that. But that was just an implosion and a meltdown of epic proportion. I have never seen anything like that
remotely. You had the ultimate high with Judge homering against Flaherty. Then Jazz follows it up.
And that was a moonshot by Jazz.
Oh, yeah, Jazz. And then he was doing his dance around the bases.
He's got the new thing around his neck.
The beers and popcorn flying in the stadium.
Judge's catch in left center.
Judge's big catch. Cole.
No hitter.
Cole locked in. He had that look. The stuff was there. His fastball was as good as we've seen it. Like, he was mowing the Dodger, big mighty Dodger lineup down.
Yep.
Dodgers having to go into their pen.
Otani looking injured, infallible. They're like, all right, what does this mean for game six?
It was all there.
I know.
Oh, God, and then it just quickly evaporated and was like, what the heck? Yeah, you're right. We thought that they avoided embarrassment by not getting swept, and yet they got embarrassed in game five.
You know, I don't understand, and I'm going to live with this forever. Like, this is going to really haunt me. All right, Judge, unforgivable mistake, but eventually we'll come around to forgive him because Judge is a man of character and a great player, and he's a terrific Yankee, even though he didn't do what we had to do. Aaron Boone, I said this to Sal, and this really drove me nuts. Not going out there, at least Blake going out, hey, Blake, go get him, go talk to him, and give him a minute and a half respite, whatever it equates. I know the umps will eventually break it up. You stand there next to him, and you let him catch his breath and reposition his thoughts. And, I mean, he got hit. It was literally boom, 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 boom. This myriad mistake after mistake. Now, he added to it. You didn't give him a chance to mentally reset himself, and that's even more unforgivable than a physical mistake because that's the manager falling asleep.
Gavin is in Woodbridge. What's up, Gavin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
BT, remind me, what was your prediction of this series again?
Yanks in six.
Yeah.
Do you want mine?
I think after... Yes, Sal, what was yours?
Dodgers in five.
Well said. I think after game two, remind me if, correct me if I'm wrong, you were still predicting Yankees in six going back to New York.
Yeah, I mean, I stuck by it. I didn't have a ton of confidence in it at that point, but I thought they'd get healthy at home and, you know, force a trip. I thought they'd win at least two here. Yeah.
What's the payoff here?
Where are we going?
Well, I was listening earlier. I'm just calling to hold you accountable. And yeah, I watched
the hell
that series.
Hold me accountable? What are you, my mom call. Or my wife or my dad accountable? Get lost, take a hike. Hold me accountable. Ray. Yeah, Tony, tough guy. I'm going to hold you accountable. I just told you, Yankees in six.
Ray is
wrong.
Ray
next
is
question.
Ray is in Waterbury. What's up, Ray?
Hold me accountable.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. You know, all summer long, Sal, you kept saying Soto was going to chase the money. And I was kind of hoping you were right. Well, after what he said yesterday, he gave the Yankees no sense of thinking that they got him coming back. I now put him as a favorite for the Mets to get him back.
Yeah, well, actually, the odds, and thank you for the call, Ray. As always, we appreciate you checking in. The odds, I think, still have Soto going back to the betting odds,
odds. Yeah.
But yeah, there's
you
a reason.
You nailed that one, Sal.
Well, there's a
you nailed it.
Thanks, seriously,
you
thank
did.
You.
No, you but, did. You've been saying that for a long
but there's
time.
And there's a reason why. Like, it's not just blind hope. Now, obviously, a part of me hopes that that's the case for the Mets, but there was legit reason for why I believe that. And you're seeing it now. I don't know how more definitive it could be. Now, look, maybe he does go back to the Yankees, but was that a player that at all indicated after that loss, that excruciating loss, and the season that they had, he and Judge together, while acknowledging some of the great stuff that they did last night, I got no emotion from Juan Soto other than a robotic, like, every team is going to be involved. No team has an advantage. Like, it was on full display after they just lost the World Series.
There's people who go to the ATM machine at a specific casino because they keep losing a blackjack and they don't have the money to back it up, but they keep going deeper. And that's one presentation. And then there's the guy or the girl who has unlimited funds and they're losing, but they're well off and it doesn't bother them. He was so unaffected by the emotions and Aaron Boone was almost reduced to tears.
Yeah.
You know it's crushing Aaron Judge. You know that he's all business. And that's part of what makes him great.
Right.
But it's what makes this very dangerous and very unpredictable for the Yankees going forward.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dolph. Thanks to Hoff as well. Hey, little pick-me-up. Get the Jets.
A little pick-me-up. Go get them, Jets.
Watch them win tonight. I actually do. Yeah. I might bet them just for fun. You got to watch the game anyway. Might as well have some interest.
You know
in
what?
It.
I'm checking out of the prediction business for a second. We missed a few lately. I'll watch the game. That's all I'll predict.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Evan Teague. They're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.